There's lots to do outdoors this time of year, especially here in Wisconsin. It's time for us to be joined by Ann Sayers, the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Ann, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start off with the non-motorized things that people can do across the state this time of year. Can you just tell us what we can do and where we can find it?
Yes. So a lot of people don't realize that Wisconsin actually has the third most ski resorts in the entire country. So we've got hills and runs for folks of all skill levels. So that's from beginner to expert. We have ski and snowboard hills in every corner of the state. So wherever your winter adventure takes you, you're probably going to be able to find a way to get out there and enjoy. And the good news is that a lot of these places are making snow so they can weather the different changing conditions. So one idea is to take advantage of the First Tracks Friday this season. That's a new promotion. They have 15 participating ski hills and they're offering deals and exclusive offers. They have like discounted lift tickets for visitors who arrive in the morning on Fridays, things like that. Some hills to check out are Granite Peak Ski Area in Wausau. That's one of Wisconsin's largest and oldest ski hills. We have Trollhagen in northwestern Wisconsin. They stay open until 3 a.m. on Friday, so that's going to be fun. And then Sunburst, that's out of Kewaskum, and they have skiing and snowboarding as well as 45 lanes for snow tubing, and you can reach speeds of up to 30 miles an hour on their hills.
Staying open until 3 a.m. sounds like a fun time. I got to say, that does sound pretty good. Let's move on to motorized sports. You know, I've heard from a lot of snowmobilers who were itching to get some snow on the ground. I am not a snowmobiler myself, so I'm not really privy to this. But is there enough on the ground right now for a lot of those trails to be opened up, or are they still closed?
You know, it's a hard question to answer in the moment because the conditions change, but when we have snow, Wisconsin boasts 25,000 miles of snowmobiling trails. That's actually equivalent to the entire circumference of the earth. So we have a lot to choose from when we have snow. And the good news is that we do offer the Wisconsin Snow Report. So this is an up-to-date seasonal report that's going to tell you, it's an interactive map, exactly what the snow conditions are at every point across the state. So you can take a look at either where you're planning to go and see how conditions are, or actually just plan your trip based on where the snow is. And that it's really up to date. We have 130 volunteer reporters who help make sure we're putting the best information before you. And it even has some bells and whistles like suggestions for restaurants, places to stay, other attractions while you're there. So it's really one-stop shopping as you're planning that winter getaway. You can find it at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
I love that, that people can just kind of check out where the snow is if they're trying to do something like snowmobiling and all that good stuff. But I know a lot of people love ice fishing this time of year, and we had a really cold recent snap, and then things started to warm up. So do we know anything about conditions, or is that just kind of, you know, check with the local authorities where you're at?
Yeah, it really varies across the state. And what we have found is that your local bait and tackle shop is going to be your absolute best resource. They know exactly what's going on and the conditions just outside the door. So that's a way to definitely plan your trip, but also to stay nice and safe. Of course, that's something you want to keep an eye out for. But ice fishing is hugely popular in Wisconsin. And I know I'm planning on getting out there and finding the best ice and doing some myself.
I do love ice fishing this time of year. I got to say, I might not be a snowmobiler, but I do love getting out on the ice. It's always fun. Hey, Ann, I know that you had talked a little bit about, you know, there's stuff to do all the time around Wisconsin. What are some things to do maybe if you're trapped indoors, or some things that make Wisconsin a destination regardless of whether or not there is a lot of snow on the ground?
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned it because the data really proves out that Wisconsin truly is a four-season destination. And that's because even in the winter when the weather's not cooperating, we have folks visiting museums, seeing concerts, attending festivals, you know, eating at a restaurant, staying at hotels, and just generating that economic impact that supports our communities. So that's something to not forget this year. We have some really cool new museums. One is the Children's Imaginarium in Wausau. It's a STEM-focused museum. It's 10,000 square feet of interactive exhibits. That's one to take the kids to. And another is the Food and Farm Exploration Center. That's in Plover. It was recently opened as an educational center that talks about modern agriculture, where our food comes from. Plus, it has the world's largest potato masher outside the center. It is a 39-foot tall potato masher, and you got to see it to believe it.
I know that we do have some listeners who are going to be drawn in by the world's largest potato masher, so I'm glad you mentioned that. Ann Sayers, Secretary with the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, thanks so much for joining us here on Wisconsin Public Radio and letting us know what we can do in the wintertime to break that cabin fever. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.